our next guest. Well, they came down the hall about 10 minutes ago as if they are here to talk shop and basically talk about the military, and they walk like the military. That's because they are part of the military. We always enjoy highlighting our young people and some of the fantastic things that they do here in our community, and we're going to learn more about the Navy JROTC unit over there at York Comprehensive High School. We've got two students. We'll get to them in a minute, but let's first start with our Chief Steve Shepherd. Again, he's the instructor for the Navy JROTC unit over there at York Comprehensive High School. And good morning to you, Chief.
Welcome. Good morning, Lucas. How are you? Good morning, Ashley.
Yeah, welcome.
Great to have you back on with, again, two talented young people. Chief, kind of introduce your unit to our audience. What's kind of the makeup of the Navy JROTC unit over there at York Comp?
So, absolutely. First off, we're a citizen development program, leadership development, and we draw from all sorts of demographics at the school. Our big goal is to make our young folks just a little better prepared for when they leave us. They have all sorts of plans after. Some join the military, some don't. It's not a requirement. We make so many opportunities in our communities. We do color guards all over, drill team opportunities, air rifle opportunities, orienteering opportunities, a lot of community involvement. We do cleanups. We do Summerfest that you were just here. We had 53 of our cadets volunteer to give up their Saturday, starting at 6:30 in the morning, all the way through 5 o'clock. Wow. We do. That's our big thing. There's other units out there. There's units throughout the county, and some Navy units, some Army units, Air Force, Marine units. We all do things a little bit differently as far as what our focus is. Ours is 100% student focus. What we can do to get them one step ahead from where they were.
How long has that unit been active over there at York Comprehensive High School, the Navy JROTC?
Since 1993 is when it was founded. So 32, almost 33 years now.
And does the school pick what kind of branch of the military they want to focus on?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. So that was a little before your time. So
A little bit.
The folks that came before you decided on Navy.
They did. Yes, sir.
All right. So we're kind of landlocked here in our area. So I assume these young people are not getting on Navy ships.
They're not. Maybe okay. Lake Wyler on a pontoon boat. Okay. But
that they can do for sure. Sir. All right. Well, let's introduce two of these cadets. We've got Logan Zelikowski, mm-hmm. He's the unit commanding officer, and Addie Branch, who's the unit executive officer. And good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Logan, we'll start with you as the unit commanding officer. Explain what that role is.
So a lot of what I do is I like kind of focus on leading the events and organizing things. I also have a strong focus on kind of like building or helping to build the freshmen, sophomore, and juniors in their leadership and their confidence. Because once I graduate this year, I'm leaving the unit in the hands of them. So I want to really make sure that they're prepared to help run it and then build who comes after I do.
And Addie, as the unit executive officer, explain what that role is about.
So I help out Logan a lot with the development of the unit. I also am over the senior staff, the group of leaders in the unit, and I'm there to help them make sure they know how to do their jobs and how to accurately be able to build the unit up from there.
Can you give us an example of what maybe some of those jobs are and how you are helping to lead them?
Yes. So we have an administrative officer. She does the paperwork. And in the beginning of the year, it's always very crazy. So I'm just there to help her find somebody to help her out with the paperwork, to give advice as far as organization. There's also, we got a new supply officer this year, and I've been there to help her develop her organization and help her to find time to make sure all of the uniform items are accounted for, because our annual military inspection is coming up. And it's very important for us to make sure we have our unit together before that.
Eddie, what year are you at York Comprehensive High School?
I'm a junior this
junior,
year.
And you're a senior. Just listening how you all speak was
so impressive.
Direct, clear, articulate, how you're seated right now. Shoulders are back, you're sitting up straight, even how we're asking the questions. It's a little like we feel like we need to also be on our A game. What was it like when you came through in ninth grade, and then how have you seen your individual progression over the last 3 years and then 4 years?
So personally for me, I have changed drastically. Kind of going into high school, I didn't really have a lot of confidence in myself, just in like a lot of areas. But through ROTC and all of the leadership opportunities that I've been given, I've really just grown and I've matured a lot, and I definitely have a lot of confidence in myself now.
So I'll be honest, I did not know what I was getting myself into when I started ROTC. But I believe that it was a very good change for me because I'm somebody who loves structure and loves knowing exactly what I'm supposed to do when I'm supposed to do it. So it's just been a very big gift for me to be able to exercise that in ROTC.
Well, and I'm going to assume that y'all are good at what you do because us as civilians, we're always so impressed when you come in and we see your uniform. And it is, I mean, it's a military uniform. It's got all kinds of like these braids. I'm probably calling it the wrong thing.
So regalia. My apologies.
Yeah, the regalia. There you go. So what does all of this mean? Because both of you are very decorated.
Yes, ma'am. So the things on our left shoulders, there are CO and XO cords. It just symbolizes that we're the commanding officer and executive officers. Whereas the ones on our right shoulders, about what, 2 years ago?
2 years ago.
We went to a camp at the Citadel in Charleston, mm-hmm. and it's called Leadership Academy, and we just kind of learned how to become leaders in all of the different aspects in classroom and in real life and like after we graduate, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then all of our ribbons and stuff, we have quite a bit. So mostly a lot of it's participation, just being very active. Some of it's mm-hmm. Academic, doing, just having good grades. And some of them are other awards. Do you want to mm-hmm. add anything?
It's pretty much the ribbons, yeah, like you said, are just awards that we earned from, we have an end of the year award ceremony, and oftentimes that's where we get the majority of our ribbons. We have name tags and, of course, our positions above the name tags. And above that, he has the unit service ribbon above his commanding officer, which symbolizes that he is the commanding officer of the unit. Mine is the air rifle ribbon above it. I'm the air rifle commander of the unit, so I just help out commander with helping to work the practices, make sure they're going smoothly.
And then what's your goal after high school, Logan, as a senior? Do you want to go into the military, or do you want to just go back to civilian life and build upon what you've learned here? And same thing, Addy, whenever he's done.
So, yes, sir. I definitely want to join the military. I'm currently in the process of applying for the Naval Academy up in Annapolis. It's a pretty lengthy process, but and then I want to serve 10-ish years and then just become a nuclear engineer afterwards.
Wow.
You show them this interview on Palmetto Mornings.
You're a shoo-in.
You'll get in the front door easily. And Addy, what about you?
So I do not plan to go into the military. I don't think that is something that I can do after high school. I'm an asthmatic and it's an automatic disqualifier. However, I am hoping to go to Clemson University to become a vet major, probably a specialized vet. But I'm really excited for that and trying to figure out more about the program they have there.
Well, the South Carolina Veterinarian School will That's be housed right. there at Clemson, so you'll be able to take advantage of that. We're speaking with the cadets and their instructor from York Comprehensive High School. They're part of the Navy JROTC unit. Chief Steve Shepard is their instructor. Chief, if this is really an example of what students come into as freshmen, mm-hmm. you know, maybe some lack confidence, posture's not great, you know, the low man on the totem pole, and then in 2 or 3 years and in 4 years, you turn them into this. I mean, my goodness, this is a great example of this program. I wish that more young people would get involved in this, especially with some of the behavior issues we have in school. This being involved with ROTC unit seems to really turn that around pretty quickly.
It does. Of course, I've only got 49% of the output. 51% has to belong to the students. And really, one of the biggest things I love about our program, you're talking about some young folks that may be a little bit lost on the way, maybe some, like you said, discipline issues. So I'm the epitome of what they've seen all their life. An adult telling them, don't do that, right? So where we really shine, and these two are the top two examples of it, is peer leadership. It's when you're getting the same story or speech, for example, don't do this, here's why, from them vice me, it really hits different.
Oh, that's so well said. Give us real quick some information about this hometown hero banner or the hometown heroes banners.
Absolutely. So a couple, 3 years ago, we were going to a drill meet down in Silver Bluff High School. We were going through Aiken, and I noticed on their town light poles these banners that had veterans from the hometown, you know, stated the service, their name, right, and their years in. I said, man, that'd be great to get that up in York. So our goal, we just worked the Summerfest 5K, make a little bit of money. Our goal is we want to raise the money ourselves to sponsor it so we can have these banners in York. The city owns 18 light poles. So if we have double-sided banners, we'd have 36 veterans up there, Veterans Day time frame, Memorial Day time frame. If we can double up on the brackets, the city said they'll double up, we get 72 veterans recognized for those weeks of the year. And that's fantastic.
Fantastic program.
That's amazing.
Yes, okay, well, that's the all call. If you have a big heart, and especially a heart for our veterans, the folks over there at York Comprehensive High School, reach out to Chief Steve Shepherd and his cadets, and they can make it happen. We will see this come to light, and it will be amazing to see. We are part of the journey, so please keep us in the loop as well.
Absolutely, yes, sir.
Logan Zelikowski and Addie Branch are just two examples of the cadets that are part of the Navy JROTC unit over there at York Comprehensive High School. And again, if this is an example of the rest of the unit, my goodness, we are in fantastic hands.
They're doing a great job.
Absolutely, with these young people. Well, good luck to you both. Congratulations on being a senior and continuing to become a member of the military. And Addie, what you've learned during this experience will benefit you tenfold in life as well. And even though he says he's only partly responsible for it, you do have to have a great leader there to encourage folks and never to give up on students sometimes that feel lost or feels like society's given up on them.
Yes, sir.
You see something in them, and that's the sign of a great teacher and a great instructor.
Yeah.
And we're
Thank you for all you do.
Yeah. All right, so reach out to them. Let's make this Hometown Heroes banner project a reality there in the city of York.